This is KUT. Whenever a government rewrites more than 1,000 pages of regulations, it's bound to worry stakeholders from across a broad spectrum. And that's been true as the Austin City Council has worked on its new land development code called Code Next. The massive rewrite will determine what can be built in the city for years to come. And there's been plenty of concern about what it could do. KUT's Saida Hassan has been following up on some of those complaints and has this report on how Code Next deals with neighborhood development.
At a Code Next meeting earlier this month, residents from across Austin raised concerns about one perceived change.
Our neighborhood has a neighborhood plan.
Neighborhood plans.
We recently were told that with draft two, we've lost our neighborhood plans.
Austin's neighborhood plans allow residents of a given area to weigh in on its future development. And a lot of people are under the impression that Code Next is going to eliminate them. To fact check that claim, I spoke with Jorge Rousselon, the city's project manager on Code Next. He says,
there has been no change to how we are addressing neighborhood plans through Code Next.
Rousselon says neighborhood plans can only be changed through action by the city council. In fact, those neighborhood plans have helped inform the Code Next maps, which show how the new zoning regulations would apply across the city. Rousselon says the confusion may stem from changes in the regulatory language under Code Next.
The neighborhood plan initials are not included in the nomenclature of the zoning district, if that's what they are referring to. But those neighborhood plans continue to exist.
If you've never worked on or even seen a neighborhood plan, you might be wondering why people are so invested in them. To explain, I'll get some help from Lynn Team.
I am a president of this Eastwoods Neighborhood Association.
In the early 2000s, Team helped write a plan that covers Eastwoods and a cluster of other neighborhoods near the UT campus. Through that process, Team says she struck compromises with people who didn't share her views. She wishes she saw more of that kind of camaraderie in the Code Next process.
We have this package that we love. We all agree it's a benefit and that it will keep peace in the world as we know it because we have developed it together.
Still, a 2016 city audit found that the neighborhood planning process is inequitable and that it lacks representation from renters, which could affect the type of housing that gets built. Francisco Enriquez is with the nonprofit think tank Evolve Austin.
If we have a patchwork method of planning our city by which some people are allowed in some parts and some housing and people are allowed in other parts, there's the possibility that people may be excluded because of that.
For now, the plans are here to stay in the new code. The Austin City Council is set to vote on adopting Code Next in about 6 months. Saida Hassan, KUT News.